Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. Oh, please. You're too kind. Welcome to our Christmas Day special from Santa's Grotto here in East London. Yes, you've watched the Queen's Speech and a rerun of It's a Wonderful Life. You're full of food and booze and you're wondering how to fill the long hours before the final episode of Downton Abbey. I know. Will Lady Edith ever find happiness? Well, for an hour, you can forget all that nonsense and concentrate on the football. Yes, we've come bearing gifts. There they are. No gold or frankincense, unfortunately, but we do have a lot of myrrh. Thank you. No, not now. This week, we'll be talking about the craziest Premier League season in living memory. Leicester are top of the Premier League at Christmas, and the team that are top at Christmas have gone on to win the league 5 times out of the last 6. Now, personally, I still don't think they'll win it, but most pundits agree that if they're still top on the 15th of May, they're in with a very, very good chance. At Manchester United, things are falling apart for Louis van Gaal after his football philosophy of making his team so dull that opposition teams just drift off for a bit doesn't seem to be working. Luckily, until this week, no other big-time manager was available, but hang on. Waiting in the wings and waggling his rear end like a cat on heat is Jose Mourinho. Yes, at the soap opera that is Chelsea, the Grinch that stole Christmas had to go. He had to go, didn't he? After he lost the dressing room, the medical staff, the boardroom, the stewards, the tea ladies and the people who collect the bins. They said to Roman Abramovich, what are you having for Christmas dinner? And he said, I think we'll have a goose this year. That's Goose Hiddink, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, the festive football is on! Beautiful. Later. Now, we've got some good stuff coming up later in the show. I'll be having a chat with none other than Mr. Eddie Izzard. Yes, indeed. And I'm joined on the panel this week by two fine conveyors of Christmas comedy. It's Ellis James and Matt Lucas. How good is that? And over there. Over there, with his people, it's Santa's little helper. It's Keith Dover, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Hello, mate. So, it may be Christmas, but the usual rules apply. I'll give out the points based on who makes me ho, ho, ho the most. Now, we'll get on. Matt, Arsenal fan, big Arsenal fan.
Yes.
We spoke on Monday before the game. There he is. I like the Arsenal jumper. That's
yes.
And you know what I like about that?
Go
I like
on.
It's understated.
It is. But this belly is rather overstated. It's a Christmas pudding here.
Now, big Arsenal fan.
Yes.
Went to the game on Monday, enjoyed it, I'm assuming.
I did, yes. And going to the game tomorrow as well. Yeah, look, please don't rob my house. very much tomorrow.
Yes, please yes. don't rob Matt's
yes.
house.
Yes, there's not much in this. There's some crisps in there. There's not much left.
And Christmas, Boxing Day fixtures.
Yeah.
It used to be Arsenal Tottenham, didn't it, really? That was a we will fight forevermore
because of Boxing Day.
That's right, hot now here, the angels sing. And Swansea, who did they? Did they play a local?
We did.
Local team?
We have played Cardiff, Bristol clubs, although then that stopped. And in my memory, it tends to be clubs that aren't quite far enough to be a derby sort of game. So Kidderminster Harriers is the one I'll always
I don't
know. Yeah. Singing loads of songs, because the catering at Kidderminster Mr. Harriers is brilliant.
Best pies. Best pies. Yeah. I don't know why I said that to you, but best pies.
Came for the
Sorry, it's just the way it worked out. He brought it up. Best pies in the Premier League. Oh, sorry, in the football league.
I remember singing songs about how good their soup was. And 90 minutes. The game was quite boring. And I was chatting to a Kidderminster fan after the game. And I went, I can't believe you've got pasta. And he went, haven't you got pasta in Swansea? And I was like, yeah, we've got it in Swansea. Which is just not at the football
ground. What's that stuff? Premier League footballers on Christmas Day, I mean, I've heard what they do is they have Christmas dinner with a family and then they go and stay in a hotel. It must be a bit depressing, don't you think?
Like a Holiday Inn.
I mean, there are a number of other hotels available if you choose.
So it's Cesc Fabregas, Lenny Henry, but also...
No, not Lenny Henry, Ainsley Harriott.
Ainsley Harriott.
always get them mixed up. No one else plays over the Christmas period, do they?
No, but years ago, they used to play games on Christmas Day.
They did as well. Yeah. They did. And obviously, it's difficult for the away fans or even the home fans because there's no transport at all.
I know that's a really weird thing. Arsenal tomorrow are at Southampton.
Southampton.
How'd you get there and how'd you get back?
Train.
Oh, yeah.
It's a man who's not used a lot of public transport in a while.
How dare you? How dare you? I got on a bus in 1992.
Can you still jump on and off? It's true, actually. The tradition of playing football over the Christmas period started in the trenches in 1914 when a combined British Isles 11 took on the Germans. And even though the Germans were in the middle of a Christmas break, they still won 3-2 after extra time. Yeah, and even though the pitch contained a number of large bomb craters, it was still in better condition than a baseball ground in the 1970s. That's one for the kids there. I'm going to give the points for that round. And I'm going to give the points for that round to Matt Lucas, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that's very patronising. You basically insulted me with jokes about pies, felt guilty, gave me the points. It wasn't even a quiz question, so I don't even know why there are points.
And because he's upset, another point to Matt Lucas. As we said, the season so far has been possibly the most ludicrous ever. Leicester are top, Crystal Palace and Watford are in the top seven, and Chelsea are 15th. Definitely a case of the have-nots being better than the haves. Although in the Premier League, have-not is, of course, a relative term, the owner of Leicester City being a Thai businessman worth a mere $2 billion. Now, I would have said his name, but I couldn't, actually. There it is. Have a look on the screen. have a go, if you can get that. I can't. Ellis, we've come a long way since your local self-made businessman took over the club.
It's like Franny Lee made all his money in toilet rolls, didn't he?
He did.
Took over Man City.
Is that right? Through the toilet roll business, whereas now, even the toilet roll business would not be enough.
Yeah, no, I mean, you'd need to sell trillions of toilet rolls for centuries to make enough money to buy
I like the way
Leicester
you've,
City.
You've worked that out.
Well, sort of toilet roll guy I am.
I mean, the actual season...
People always need a poo.
That's true.
Especially around Christmas time when there's a lot of overeating.
No, I'm a celebrity, I don't do them, but a lot of people... a lot of people do.
You have people who do it for you.
I have people who do it for me,
I'm in that weird middle ground where I do it, but I'm very ashamed of it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the football for a second. Yeah. Leicester, let's start with Leicester City. It's a beautiful story, and I will say, as an Arsenal fan, it will continue to be a beautiful story until about five games in the end if they're still top.
Yeah.
And I'll think, hang on a minute, we can't finish above Man City, Man United, Liverpool and Chelsea and go second to Leicester. Like, that would be depressing.
Look, I'm a proper gooner, but there is a part of me that would quite like to see Leicester win the league.
Next season.
No, why?
Because this is our one chance,
I see what you mean.
Is what I'm thinking. I know what you mean.
I love Arsenal. I love them more than even penises. But I would just quite like to... It's a story. It's Leicester. They've already had their Christmas lunch. It's fine.
It's all right. 7:30 is fine.
It's Leicester... I mean, where they were a year ago.
It's hard for people to concentrate at this point.
Yeah, well,
But you know what?
I was thinking the penises anyway, so I've adapted.
Leicester City...
I mean, a year ago, It looked like they were dead set to go down.
Well, that was a point.
Nigel Pearson sort of resting on the touchline. Yeah.
They were bottom last Christmas. They were bottom of the table last Christmas. And now they're top.
And who won the league last year?
Well, it's not quite the same. Chelsea are 15th currently, and we will talk, of course, more fully about
Bring
Chelsea.
It on.
Yeah, I know people are looking forward to that. But yeah, Leicester were bottom last year. And how much credit does Nigel Pearson take, do you think, for this? I mean, he hasn't been offered another job. He is. He's got a cage fight against Conor McGregor next week. I think that could go either way, to be honest. But how much credit does he get?
He sort of performed a miracle back end of last season.
Yeah, he did.
You know, kept them up and all that sort of stuff. Then he loses his job to Ranieri. And now they're it looks like Ranieri's the greatest managerial appointment of all time, isn't it?
Because Gary Lineker said that not our ideal appointment. He was a bit sniffy about him.
Yeah.
And obviously a big Leicester fan. And now everyone's looking at Ranieri going, wow, he's
Why didn't
he
take over at Bayern Munich?
Well, he might get an amazing job at some point soon. And by the way, can we also talk about Watford and Crystal Palace? Watford. I mean, are you enjoying... I watched Watford the other day.
It's got a very sort of mid-80s look to the table, isn't it? Watford being good. It's like sort of... It's like when Elton John was chairman. Is there something quite sort of heartwarming about
it? Well, isn't it nice that it's not just about the money? Isn't it? That's quite pleasant.
And I hate it when fans of other sports go, yeah, but football is the same big four every year, blah, blah, blah. You can't break into that big four. That's why it's such a rubbish game. Watford, Bournemouth are doing really well.
Yeah. Norwich.
Norwich.
They are doing well.
Palace. It's so exciting. Yeah,
it's very exciting. What if Vardy leaves? What if Vardy goes or Mahrez goes?
Hey, why would you?
Why would you? I don't know. Maybe £50,000 a week extra. That's a.
Well, yeah. So it's worth. This is, for instance, why Swansea got rid of Gary Monk, which I think 2 or 3 years ago, if they'd been in this position, they probably wouldn't have got rid of Gary.
No,
but
with
this new money coming into the game from this, you know, from televised football.
Thank you, BT.
Thank you very much. Being in the Premiership, even the bottom, is staying in the Premiership is worth £120 million per season.
Yeah.
So that's why I guess Gary Monk had to go because of the risk of going down.
Of course.
So if everybody's getting £120 million just for turning up, then they can afford to pay Vardy the extra money. They can match.
Well, he's got Arsenal pay rise. I think he's earned it so far.
I also cannot wait for some of that money to come into comedy. For me to win £120 million just for turning up. it's going to be sweet.
The big moment, I think, was when Stones didn't go to Chelsea.
I don't need it.
And that was a big, big shift in the game because a club of Everton's stature in the past would not have been able to...
To resist
the money. And John Stone, you couldn't keep him at the club in the past. But that was a massive change.
Very positive. The topsy-turvy nature of this season could have untold consequences. Next season, Leicester could find themselves running out of the Bernabeu. Watford could be hosting Lionel Messi and Barcelona. And Chelsea could be having three great local derbies with Fulham, QPR and Brentford in the Championship. I know. Sometimes I just love this job. I'm going to give the points to that round, and I'm going to give the points to Ellis James, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. You're happy now?
Can I now say that's because I mentioned penis? That's homophobic. That's why I didn't win that round.
Yeah, that was exactly.
Can I also say that? Am I right in thinking that Bernabeu was wrongly spelt on the autocue? Was that to help you with the pronunciation?
First of all, it's not pronunciation; it's pronunciation.
Oh, it's pronunciation.
Yes, okay.
Come on!
Yes, thank you very much. Now,
all
normally,
right, first of all, what's second of all?
There is no second of all. Okay. Normally, at Christmas, there are three wise men bearing gifts, but it's a busy time of year for wise men. So we've got Keith Dover, man of the people. Now, Keith, I'm told this week you've got a scheme to increase the tension at football.
Right. Well, you know, penalty shootouts are very tense.
I know them.
They're up there, sort of number 10 of tension. Well, I can crank that up to number 11.
Right.
Right. Now, this is my idea, right? And this is bona fide, right? No silly lions, no flames or minefields scattered on the pitch. Right?
This... No minefields, right. Keith.
Okay. It's political correctness gone mad.
Yeah. This will work, right?
Go on.
Now, every Premier League club or any club in any division, right, gets to play their joker 3 times. Now, they can only do this at home. Now, should they play their joker? Let's say we'll take Monday night. Arsenal have just beaten Manchester City, 3 points in the bag.
Yeah.
But we decide to play our joker, where we have a penalty shootout. If we win the penalty shootout, we get an extra 3 bonus points. Should we not, we lose all the points and Manchester City get 3 points.
I like, you know what, I'm liking this idea. It sort of comes down to which team has the most Germans in it.
Of course.
Essentially.
Well, we have a, you know, pretty we've much. Got a couple, so that gives us...
We've got a couple, Arsenal are doing OK.
But, you know, there's teams, you know, let's say, for instance, you get the final few games of the season, there's a club that's looking like getting relegated, possibly Chelsea. They could use their joker 3 times.
Yeah.
Right? Or...
I like the idea of Chelsea's 3 jokers being Hazard, Costa and Fabregas. Yes.
It might work. I mean, yeah. Imagine, you know, you've got to decide at the end of the game. You've got to win it first. You've got to win the game.
I get that. And then you can play your jokers. I like... What do you think of the whole Jeopardy idea, Ellis? By the way, that reaction is often a reaction Keith gets.
I mean... right. OK.
Shall I come to the going
back?
Hang on,
we haven't got Dave Johns back again, have we?
No, because I'm trying to work out... Well, games are going to last a lot longer.
Yeah. No, it's a penalty shootout. It's another
That's
5 minutes.
That's true. All right, it's another 5 minutes. I mean, you make it sound like a penalty shootout is very, very quick. I mean...
Well, it is quick.
Yeah, my memory of them is pretty... There's a lot of tension and...
Yeah.
All right, then. It's a little bit complicated.
Not really.
No, it's not.
It's a penalty shootout. We just go, right, OK, we've got our 3 points, but let's be greedy. Let's get another 3. Right, penalty shootout. Bang, what have we got to lose?
It's a double or quits idea, double, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I think it's peculiar, and by that I conclude you're peculiar. No idea. Because what you're saying is you take the risk. You'd win the game... And then you'd play your joker, and then if you lose the shootout, do you lose your original 3 points?
You do.
Absolutely.
You do. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's
a massive risk, isn't it? After Monday night, can you imagine if we all cheered and then suddenly we went, oh, really? I mean, then that would be really worrying. But imagine if you got the 6 points.
Strange. So I can't know. I don't know.
No, we're not feeling it down here, Keith. I'm sorry.
These people do. Do you all agree with me?
No. Apparently they don't.
Judas.
I don't know.
Keith.
What a bunch of
turncoats.
I've come up with an idea just as good. Let's swap the ball for an egg.
I think that could work. Yeah. I really think that could work. The score is currently 2-1 to Matt. Now, it couldn't go on. Like Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, the second marriage of Roman Abramovich and Jose Mourinho ended in front of the world's media in a painful and messy divorce. It did. Jose packed up his stuff and said a tearful goodbye to the kids. Not all of them, obviously. He couldn't wait to see the back of Eden Hazard. The questions are, will Jose move back to his parents or into a bedsit in Streatham? Or perhaps Manchester, but we'll come to that. Matt, it was inevitable, wasn't it?
Really? Yeah, I think he just... It was like Greek tragedy, wasn't it? He just watched this man sort of write his own demise.
Well, I must say, I'm not totally up on Greek tragedy.
Well, nor am I, but it made me sound clever.
It did. So that's what people have been saying. I mean, it's like a Shakespearean tragedy.
Yeah. I just thought...
He flew too close to the sun. Go on.
Yeah.
I thought it was like another kind of tragedy.
Welsh tragedy.
A Welsh tragedy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I thought, what are they?
Welsh tragedy.
What other tragedies are there?
Greek, Roman.
Arsenal, back off. Funny heckle. That's good. Never heckle again, OK? You'll never top that. Well, all right, he called himself the special one, but he threw his toys out the pram before the season started, didn't he? I mean, he wanted to buy John Stones, they couldn't get him.
Yeah.
He wanted to buy Paul Pogba, but that was never going to happen. Then it all kicked off, they flew to Australia for a pre-season tour, bonkers, straight after the last season. Yeah. Then they went to Thailand.
And they had 2 weeks extra off, didn't they?
Yeah, they didn't do pre-season. They had the doctor, the ball boys, the referees. I mean, it's amazing it lasted as long as it did.
But he's got such an amazing record, you can't just sack him after... five or six bad games, can you?
That's... Well, it was 16 bad
games. Yeah, 16 bad games.
I think after 16 bad games, you can actually sack him. What was the point for you? Which was the bit which you thought he's losing the plot?
It was that it was like an 11-minute rant or a 7-minute rant. Was it after the game against... Not Leicester.
Someone lost to.
Swansea? Was it? Who was it? It was after the game against...
West Ham, might have been.
It was a Saturday night, sort of 5:30 kickoff.
Yeah.
And he did like a... He said, OK, well, I've been thinking. And then he did this sort of 7-10-minute speech.
It was a bit Kevin Keegan, wasn't it?
He started blaming his players, which was weird, because he's never done that.
No, one, blaming his players, and the best one saying, well, they're not that good, the players. Yeah. I made them great.
Yeah, it's mental.
I know, yeah. I know.
I mean, I made them brilliant, and now they can't be as brilliant as I made them last year. So that's life. And you're thinking...
No. I mean, Jose is currently at a loose end. We were wondering here at the Football Zone what jobs he could do to fill his spare time. I mean, it's always a difficult time of the year for people, so perhaps he could volunteer for the Samaritans. What do you think? Jose's a man who is known as a good listener. Hello. Samaritans. What? You think you've got problems? Everyone's against me. Get over yourself. I know, it was almost like he was in the room, wasn't it, there?
Yes.
He's Arab, yes, he is actually from the Middle East. He could be peace envoy to the Middle East, because they need a calming presence over there. Or there's... Or there's currently a vacancy at FIFA. there is. Any suggestions for what Jose could do while he's in this little sabbatical?
Sort of people, they do odd things when they retire and take sabbaticals. Like, you could go travelling like a sort of 20-year-old.
You could put a backpack on.
Tie-dye and, yeah. Sort of take loads of pills on the beach and all that sort of stuff. But I think, I don't know, flower arranging, something completely different.
Flower arranging?
Yeah, but like, it would be really moody in Interflora. Right. So, what's her birthdays? Yes. Oh, God, yep.
I can imagine.
I think he should just go and learn some manners and just come back to the Premiership with a bit of a better attitude.
Yeah. Yes.
I think he's toxic. Okay. I think he's toxic. No, he's toxic. I would rather Arsenal didn't win the league than Mourinho was our manager.
I can't bear
him. I think he's a blight. I think the teams play unimaginative football when he's there. He has a head start because he's at those clubs where he has loads of money.
You know where the points are going now, horrible. By the way, yeah? You understand?
Yeah. It's
you're getting it back here. Sorry, right. There's no talking after that. The points go to Matt Lucas, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Of course they do.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course, one of the jobs that may become available quite soon is the one at Old Trafford. Louis van Gaal is under more pressure than Tim Peake going out for a Christmas walk without his spacesuit on. Not that funny, but topical. Ellis, I know everyone's talking about Mourinho being the Man United job, but do you think it's time for a Welshman to take over at Man United? I'm talking about Tony Pulis, obviously.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He's the one for a relegation fight, and they could be down there.
He absolutely is. I love the fact he's such a tracksuit manager, isn't he?
Tony Pulis,
yeah,
he is.
He looks so stupid in any clothing that isn't a tracksuit.
I've never seen Tony Pulis in a suit.
No, exactly. Can you imagine him at his wedding? He's walking down, he's got a baseball cap on. What?
And a bib.
Yeah.
a bib?
Well, yeah, the players wear bibs.
Like a Adidas.
No,
sorry, I was thinking of...
Yeah, no. Yeah. I didn't mean a...
I was thinking he can't eat properly.
No, I'm not.
He's got food all over his face.
And not a bib to catch the rust. No. A bib like a player's...
Yes, I understand now. Yeah.
That cake's nice. Tony.
Wayne Rooney. Has he gone?
Yes.
He's gone. Yeah. I mean, I hear it's weird though because when I talk to ex-players, they don't like to hear this stuff. But whenever I talk to anyone else, they go, "Yeah, it's 14 years at the top. He can't run anymore.
His legs are knackered, I think now."
Bed blocking is essentially what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of like that, isn't it? Go home, Wayne. Go home. Yeah. Go and be with your family.
I mean, I've lost a yard apiece at Tuesday night five-a-side. I mean, but I have been playing at the top for 14 years. I've been playing for Admiral Insurance.
Yeah, we got a photo. Admiral Insurance.
It's
Jose and Van Gaal. It was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. That's what it is, isn't
That's
it?
That's
really?
Like a poster to a love movie between the two.
Yeah.
A film where they kiss. Lovely.
Oh, how sweet. Now, let's just imagine that for a moment.
How intense Mourinho is in between the sheets.
Let's not. Yeah, no, I Manchester United have sold... Manchester United have sold Hernandez. They've sold Chicharito. They've sold Di Maria. I mean, and they've got at the moment Wayne Rooney is sort of chugging about, and that's it, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, Van Persie went, didn't he?
Van Persie went, and that was very sad. I think we all felt really bad about that.
So sad to see his decline.
Yeah, the little boy inside of him said he'd like to be on the reserve bench in Turkey.
what they've started doing now, Man United players, when they're losing, they're looking over at Van Gaal and actually going,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Insurrection, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's insurrection. It's great. I'm going to give out the points for that round. It's a bit of a tight one this time. But I think I'm going to give the points to Matt Lucas, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
There it goes. Right. As it's Christmas, people like to play games. Now, we haven't got enough time for Risk, and we would have played Pin the Tail on the Donkey, but we couldn't persuade Man City centre-half to come in this evening. So, what we're going to do, we're going to have a little quiz. I've got some questions here. Let's have a look. Christmas quiz, number one. All right, you can just give me some answers if you get them. Right. Who's got the most clean sheets in the Premier League this season? Do we know?
Is it Petr Cech?
It's not Petr Cech. It's a good effort. Do we know?
It's Man United.
No. Petr Cech. It's not David De Gea either. Neither of you know. Do you know who it is? It's Aurelio Gomez.
Oh, is it?
It's Aurelio Gomez. Rejected by Spurs and now doing wonders for Watford. Who scored the first ever hat-trick in Premier League history? Do we know that?
I'll take a guess at Shearer.
No, it's not Shearer. No, it's not. Ellis?
Sheringham.
No, it's not Sheringham. It's not anyone beginning with Shh. It's actually Eric Cantona for Leeds against Spurs. And third one. what was the highest scoring match in Premier League history? Do we have any idea?
Oh, 7-2 when Sheffield Wednesday lost.
No, but you got the first bit right.
Oh, was it? 28-63.
Yes!
No,
it wasn't.
Ipswich losing 9-0 to United.
No, Portsmouth beat Reading 7-4 in 2007. Wow. 11 goals. Wow. Not that impressive, really. no points there at all. Now, when it comes to...
We don't need them, we don't want them, we don't care.
You're not taking this seriously at all.
No, I'm just being Millwall about it.
Being Millwall. Now, when it comes to poor performance, all things are relative. Manchester United may be having their worst season for years, or at least since David Moyes was in charge, but they're currently fifth in the Premier League. Swansea, on the other hand, are in the relegation zone and in danger of renewing their acquaintance with Cardiff City in the Championship. A prospect I'm sure police in Wales are delighted about. Now, Ellis says he's a Swansea fan, but the thing is, we all know people who claim to be Swansea fans purely for the reflected glory. So we thought we'd ask him a couple of questions just to see how deep it goes. Let's have a look there. We've got some Swansea questions for you. Right. You might be a slight disadvantage with this bit.
Why is that?
Because it's about Swansea.
Well, no, I probably will know the answers.
OK. Well, I'll ask you both. Swansea's first ground was the Vetch Field, but what was it before?
Carvetch is Welsh for like scrubland, so it was a bit in the centre of town that wasn't good enough for farming.
Well, it's sort of right. It was actually vetch was one of the first ever domesticated crop.
Yes,
beans are part of the vetch family.
It's like a weird grass you can't do very much with.
There's also Jewish broad beans, which are kvetch. I'll give you a point for that one. That's pretty good. Swansea were relegated in 1996. They had four managers. Can we name them?
Kevin Cullis.
Yes, Kevin Cullis.
Who had previously managed a youth team.
Cradley Town youth team.
Yeah,
and he was so bad at his team talks that a couple of the players kicked him out at half time and said, "You're a youth team manager."
Yes.
Get out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, okay. Any others?
Jimmy Rimmer.
Jimmy Rimmer, ex Arsenal goalkeeper, used to leave his teeth in the goal mouth. It's true. He did. He was sitting at that. Times have changed, haven't they, now? They'd be worth 30 grand out. He wouldn't want to leave them there.
Jan Mulby.
Yes.
And Bobby Smith.
You're weird.
Yes.
How do you know that? All right, I'll give him a point for that one.
I would bloody think so.
All right, you got all four answers right. I'll give you that.
Well done. Who won the last ever Southwark? Yeah, all right, yeah. It was very good. You might be able to get this. Who won the last ever South Wales derby?
Swans 3-0 at the Liberty.
Well, I was actually going to say that.
Yeah? Yeah? Well, Matt, do you know why it was a significant match? It was in 2013, I believe.
It was probably the first time they'd ever played each other since the last time they'd played.
Wow, it's uncanny. I'm wrong.
It was Gary Monk's first game. We just sat Michael Laudrup.
Yeah. It was Gary Monk's.
And no one's ever done the double in the South Wales Derby, and we'd lost in Cardiff.
Right.
So, and we sort of rolled over. So basically, we had to get rid of Michael Laudrup. Save our sort of reputation.
I'll give you the point for that.
Again, I should think so.
The score is currently 4-4. It's tight, ladies and gentlemen. I've left Matt in the capable hands of Mr. Keith Dover, and I've got a present for Eddie Izzard, so let's go and find him. Hello, Eddie.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, mate.
Merry crazy Christmas.
Nice to see you.
Very good to see you.
I've got your present.
You've got a box.
There's
nothing in it.
No, there is something in it. Open it up and have a look.
And it says, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Now, that's the big argument. You know how Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas? You know, that whole fight.
I've never had that argument.
That fight. It's a fight. It's now physical. Sometimes you're like, you got the Arsenal stuff.
I did. Come to the dark side.
Yeah, but you don't, is that your team?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were
Is that my team?
No, I didn't know, because I didn't care. Because if you weren't a Palace person, I didn't care.
They're sweatbands.
My dad was an Arsenal supporter.
And so why did you end up as a Palace fan?
Because my aunt, Auntie B, and I have to do Auntie Beatrice, she
did you make that up?
No. What, her name?
Auntie B.
Well, you know, people do have Auntie B's.
Okay, fair enough.
Which I thought was Auntie B, letter B, but it's Auntie B-E-A.
Yeah.
She lived at 167 Whitehorse Lane, which is right by the stand.
By Crystal Palace.
Yeah. We were going to... we would visit them, and my mum died about 1968, but she was very close to Auntie B, and so we kept going to see Auntie B, and then Palace got into the First Division in 69.
And when did you first go?
1969. The first season we
And
got
who was the, who was the first player you saw that you went, oh?
Well,
the,
it was Don Rogers is what
oh,
we.
Don Rogers, Don who Rogers. Scored the winning goal for Swindon against Arsenal in the League Cup final.
I didn't care about it so much then. But when Don Rogers got the ball, because he used to pick up the ball about the halfway line.
Which is against the rules, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sorry, that was just me joking.
There was a weird offside rule that was coming. No, but he'd dribble it from the halfway line.
Yeah, players did that more in those days.
In more those days.
Terrible pitches.
Now, because we always used to suffer from booting up. Anyway, forget that. No, but when he got it, we just go, go, Don! Completely mad. Everyone would just go, he's got the
ball. Did you have a schoolboy section at Palace where you used to,
No.
Or just stand with the adults and not see anything?
No, I would be with my Uncle John, so we'd go up there and the family go, my brother and my dad, and so we'd all...
And do you still go? You still go to Palace?
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of comics. Well, there's a lot of comics support Crystal Palace. Yeah. We've talked about this.
I don't quite know why there's a Palace Joe Brown...
Film directors and comics.
What are the film directors?
Paul Greengrass, I'm told.
Oh, right.
He's a bit of a Palace
fan. He gave me my first dramatic role.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. So that worked out well. You didn't get that at Palace. Not just when you were there.
Well, Kevin Davies has been a big fan, and Joe Brown.
Joe Brown, Sean Hughes, quite a few.
Yeah, and I don't quite know why that is, but I've got this sort of family link with Palace. And I bizarrely told my dad I might be turning up looking a bit like this, Dad, after a Palace game.
Yeah.
At a Palace game.
He
had a season ticket. He was cool about it. I mean, because I realised I couldn't say it during the Palace game because you might go, you're a transvestite, you know, in the game.
At the game.
So I live for football. I live for football when I was a kid. And I played my greatest year of football.
I've never seen you play.
73.
You can play, can't you?
74. Yeah, 74 was my last year, which is insanely long
That's
ago.
That's too long ago. I know. Play. You can't pick it up now.
But,
Mind you,
No, this is the thing. I am fit and I can play it, but when I do it, I go in like a 13-year-old, the 13-year-old that stopped.
Can't do that.
And I break things. Yeah. I damage things.
Don't do that now.
And also, I've noticed actually the people you're playing against are all playing like they're 13. Everyone's very grabby and this is important. Yeah. It isn't important, guys, anymore.
No. And when you see footballers and when you see like the stats and they say they've run 12 kilometres, do you just sit there and go, I can do that in the morning?
No, because they're doing it, this is a fast twitch muscle thing. That is the thing that makes you healthy. What I do, the long distance endurance, like that doesn't actually do much.
Oh.
It doesn't do much.
You did 43 marathons in 51 days. Didn't do much.
Whereas they do think half an hour a day of start, stop it is better than
I want to ask you about the show. Yeah. Is there a theme?
The theme is comedy. That's what I've
that's
found
a good
laced
theme.
In. Yeah, I know. I thought I'd put it in there. Well, I have toured Britain in the arenas before, but this is in a. This is in a.
It's more intimate.
Yeah, it's much more intimate. It's Palestine. It's a great, you know, Cambridge
great
circus.
Space.
We put on an extra week now, so we're doing 5 weeks there, and it's called Force Majeure Reloaded because it's
like the Matrix.
Yeah, it's the fact that it's I've changed stuff, I've expanded certain bits, taken out weaker bits. I've played 28 countries now, I've done it in 4 languages. It's in a very good place. I've just I played Alaska, and I played the southern just Birmingham, Alabama. I played there.
And any ambitions? I mean, anywhere you particularly like to take it? Middle East.
Kathmandu. Okay, yeah, well, I'm going to learn Arabic because I was born in Yemen, so I'm going to learn.
They could use a bit of comedy.
Well, yes. Well, you see. The people in the Middle East are like us, but all you hear is about the extremists, and they are not like us.
And how do they take to transvesticism?
Or being transgender? The groovy people are groovy with it, and the non-groovy people are non-groovy people with it. It's permission to be cool, you see. In Britain, we have created a thing where people have permission
to be
cool, no. And people who want to be really horrible to you are now actively being encouraged, hey, don't do that, just live and let live.
Yeah.
And so we've got to have a more groovy place. In other countries, they are in a less groovy place on this. So it's like that, you know. We've you know, like extremist wars in religions. We used to do that, Catholic and Protestant. You look back at the Catholic and
Protestant.
The
Jews never get involved in that.
No, the Jews, it was always a quiet time. Always in a rapture. But, you know, all these religious war stuff, it's just a history of things. But it does calm down. We can get there if we are loose and groovy about things. And football can save the world. That is my idea. It gives respect. Because people, the Arab Spring Revolution has happened because there was a lack of, people just couldn't get to a decent respect level because they had degrees, but they couldn't have jobs because one person was running the country. There was no democracy. There was no chance of developing your life. Whereas football gives self-respect to smaller countries can beat bigger countries. It's not a battle. No one dies at the end of the thing. It's purely about talent, and anyone can do it. Anyone can be world beaters. Football can save the world.
Lovely way to end it. Eddie, thank you very much for coming in.
Good to see you. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Eddie Izzard is on at the Palace Theatre from the 18th of January.
Yes,
for
something like that.
Eddie 5 weeks.
EddieIzzard.com, if you I can never remember the start.
EddieIzzard.com. I've got to get back in the studio now, see what Keith Dover's doing. I've left him in charge. He's probably burnt it down by now. Thanks, Eddie.
Say hello, Keith.
I will.
Thank you. Eddie Izzard, ladies and gentlemen, a very close and personal friend. Anyway, welcome back to Keith Dover and the Football's On. And since I've been hosting my show, we have won the British Comedy Award. Thank you. Been nominated for a BAFTA and an Emmy, and possibly we've got a good chance of the Nobel Peace Prize. Anyway, I'd like to say I think the best present that all of people in football have wanted...
Keith, excuse me. Hello, what are you doing in my chair?
And you are?
Me? Mate, I'm the ghost of Christmas present. Now jog on, Keith. Out. Out. Yeah. Don't I? What are you doing there? Go on, off you go. Thanks. Thanks. Don't milk it, Keith.
Connected with the guys.
With the guys.
I don't know why they have him on anyway. Nobody likes him. All the cameramen hate him. Even the makeup girls don't like him, and they. Frankly, my bit's the best bit of the show.
Anyway. So, let's get on with it. As Keith was saying, the Christmas present that all of football wanted has been delivered by Santa and his elves, or to give them their proper name, the FIFA Ethics Committee. Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini have been banned from all football-related activity for 8 years, which means that Sepp Blatter will be 87 by the time he launches his re-election bid. I like the way you didn't laugh at that because you think it might be true. Matt, did you have any idea there was a FIFA Ethics Committee? I mean, isn't it an amazing... What have they been doing up to now?
Well, this... You know, everyone, so many emails come in nowadays. One gets text messages.
They haven't been up with it.
You've got to do the Ocado order. I mean, they've been busy. They've been very busy. By the way, I thought you were very cruel to that common little man.
That's why. See, he's got the common touch, hasn't he? That's the thing.
Yes.
He knows how to connect with people.
Yes.
Yeah.
haven't changed a bit. I thought that was
You are the Sepp Blatter of the panel there.
Oh, God, it's weird, because the funny thing is their villainy is so overt, isn't it?
Oh, it's so overt.
It's so overt, so it's just so strange that they're these kind of really villainous characters going, I don't know why everybody's looking at me. It's just hilarious. You know what, they're just so guilty of everything. They're guilty of things they haven't even done. That's how guilty they are.
They are quite guilty, yeah.
I mean, there have been rumblings about his dodgy dealings since 1998.
Yes.
And he's been in the press probably every 3 months since I was at school. Did he just never think, Sepp Blatter?
The culture of FIFA is dodgy, because the guy Havelange, is that his name? Who was
Joe Havelange. He brought him in, didn't he?
I mean, he makes Blatter look like a saint, frankly. So the culture of FIFA has been under question for a long time.
It has, but I like all the denials. I might be suspended, but I'm still the president. No, you're not. It's like a player going, I'm suspended, but I'm playing.
I know.
No, you're not. You can't.
The fact he turned up with a plaster on his face as well.
That was a rapper thing, wasn't it? There was a rapper who had a plaster on his face. And he had a mole removed. Do you think the moment when our comic friend, Simon Brodkin, threw the money at him, do you think that was the moment when everyone went, oh, it's done now?
Yeah, it's just.
Or was it the corruption before?
Well,
possibly. I don't know.
I want if Blatter leaves, the person I want to take over is a guy called Tokyo Sex Whale.
Yeah,
because that is the best.
It is a great name. But you just want him to take over because he's got a slightly funny name.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Oh, okay. It really is that simple.
But I mean, really, who can take over? I mean, generally, I think Judi Dench.
Yeah.
I just we all love Judi Dench.
We do like Judi Dench.
You know, I mean, she can be in charge of football, and that would be okay, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we all like Sheridan Smith as well. Let's have
Sheridan Smith.
Yeah, we like
A Smith Dench combo.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to give out the points to that round. Do you know what? For Tokyo Sex Whale, I'm going to give the points to Ellis James.
Ellis. Congratulations on saying a name and winning the prize. I must remember to say a name next time.
It's 5-5, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here at the Football Zone, we're not just all about the English Premier League, so we thought we'd do a quick roundup of what's happening in Europe. In Italy, things are very tight, but that's what happens when you change governments every 10 minutes. But we're rather getting off the point. In Spain, it's between Real Madrid and Barcelona. Who'd have thought it, eh? In Germany, Bayern Munich should have the league sewn up by February. And in France, PSG have got the open-top bus parade booked for New Year's Day. Now, one of the big events of the summer is the European Championships in France. As well as England, Wales and Ireland, Northern Ireland qualified. If there are any Scots not going on holiday, could you mind the shop while we're away? Take that, Scotland. Ellis, you're going, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ellis has been going to quite a few of the qualifiers and he's a big Wales fan.
I went to Wales Israel, actually.
You went to Wales Israel?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I was filming Doctor Who Christmas special, which is on today, and Midsummer Night's Dream for the Beeb. So I was in Cardiff for about 10 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I was staying at the same hotel as the Wales squad that we were just there back and forth. And so I became friendly with Ian Mitchell, who's both Swansea and Wales's full-time psychologist.
Yeah.
And
full-time psychologist.
And have a cup of tea with Chris Coleman in the bar often, and I would go, and so I went to the game. Yeah.
That's rather top your story.
Yeah.
You were just going to go, I've been to a few games, it's been quite good.
So I've become an honorary Welsh fan, so I hope I'm supporting Wales in the European Championship.
Oh, well, I think a lot of people are, actually, because we love the way Wales have qualified and played.
Yeah.
You know, Gareth Bale and the
other... I don't know why I did that, like I could take any credit for it.
You cheered them on.
Yeah.
And Northern Ireland as well, by the way. Let's not forget Northern Ireland. I mean, you know, they've got an incredibly tough group. I think they're in with Ukraine and Germany and Poland, I believe. It's incredible. But still, for them to qualify, that is pretty cool.
Although they had qualified for World Cups in 82 and 86.
They did. You know, whereas Wales, since 1845...
Yeah.
..was the last...
I mean, the fax machine was the stuff of a madman's dreams in 1958 when Wales qualified for a tournament.
Are you hopeful? Do you think you can get out of the group?
I think you've got to play
Wales, England, what a game.
So I mean, Wales is in the group? Wales,
England,
England, Russia.
Yeah. Slovakia and Russia.
And Russia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'll get to the last 16. And then if you get to the last 8,
What happens, by the way, sorry, what happens if Russia invades Slovakia before then? Do we just have three teams in the group?
Well, as long as we all qualify, I don't care.
You don't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, OK. And what about England? Just briefly about England. I mean, do you think... I mean, they qualified in a group of people who barely played football before, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, they won... Did they win 10 games?
10 games. 10 games, letting three goals against rubbish teams, as far as I can tell. And but is that, what does that mean for the championships? Everyone looks good.
I'm, you know, I have to say it, and this might be an unpopular opinion. I mean, I will be supporting Wales, but the truth is, I absolutely love club football, and I can't quite get it up for international football in the same way.
No, I sort of understand.
It's sort of. I'm a bit like when someone says there's a Rugby World Cup. What Rugby World Cup's on? I go, oh, that's nice. I'm a bit like that with the. I'm a bit like that with the football. I mean, I think it's quite nice, but I watch it. And I follow the fortunes of Arsenal players and former Arsenal players, and I watch it. And my main focus is Mesut Ozil, please don't get injured, and that's all I'm thinking. Yeah. And Cazorla, don't get injured, and that's what I'm watching it for. For that alone,
I'm giving the points to Matt Lucas, ladies and gentlemen. That's beautiful.
I get it. Wind out of your sails.
I get it.
I'm sorry.
Let's take a look at our crystal ball and see if we can predict what's in store for next season. We've got a couple to start you off. Well, here we are. Jamie Vardy to score a hat-trick in England to win the Euros. I've realised we've moved very quickly into the realms of fantasy. How about Sepp Blatter becoming head of the World Bank? Not a bad one, is it? Here's a ridiculous one. Here's a ridiculous one. Indulge me on this one. Aston Villa to win a game. Is that going to happen, do you think?
No, absolutely not.
No, it's very possible. Randy Lerner.
I will give £10 to charity. That's the sort of real talk I'm involved with.
Well, Randy Lerner, who owns Villa, as well as the Cleveland Browns NFL team, has been trying to sell for a while, but the price has dropped from $200 million to $100 million, and he's now doing a two-for-one offer. any other predictions for 2016?
There's been a lot of jokes at Chelsea's expense, but I really think they will storm the championship next season.
Yeah, really do.
They could run away with
it. They'll run away with it.
I don't know. Because Chelsea play Man United quite soon, and if
they
you
are.
Told me that Mourinho would be manager of Man United and not Chelsea, which could happen.
It could happen, I hope it happens.
I just think, I don't know, Rotherham are going to end up in the Bundesliga. They'll win it.
I think that's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, we have actually got some great holiday fixtures coming up. Let's have a look on the on Boxing Day. These are the ones on Boxing Day. I mean, there's some decent ones here. Liverpool, Leicester. Can Leicester do it, by the way? Do you think they can do it, Leicester? No, I think that doubt tells us all we need to know.
Yes.
Do you think they can?
Yeah. But I don't think they will.
Very much. Nice fence sitting there. Southampton against Arsenal, which you're going to.
No, I'm not going.
Oh, you're not going.
I'm going to watch on telly.
You're going to watch on the telly. Yeah. And then
I'm going to the Bournemouth match.
Yes, I'll be there as well. There's some great games, actually, on that week. Watford against Spurs should be a tremendous game. Leicester against Man City on the Tuesday.
Top of the table
clash. Yeah. I can't believe we're even saying that. And the live game on BT Sport is Manchester United against Chelsea. And I just hope that Mourinho comes out for Manchester United.
That would be amazing.
You mean to
get Mourinho in time for that?
For that game. Oh. That would just be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What we all dream. I'm looking at the Chelsea fan now. You're not so keen.
I reckon... I still don't think it's over. I reckon at some point Mourinho will be back at Chelsea. I genuinely think that.
That is it. Well, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
That's it for the Christmas edition of The Football's On. Yes. And the winner, 6-5, is Matt Lucas, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
Many thanks to our guests, Eddie Izzard, Matt Lucas, Ellis James and Keith Dover. We'll be back on January the 13th, straight after Liverpool take on Arsenal at Anfield. And we'll be joined by Josh Widdicombe. Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for watching.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.